Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Easter. This is a joyous day. This is a day that honors when Jesus came back from the grave. When the ladies went down to the tomb, and the angel said, "Who seekest thou?" And Jesus was up. Jesus was up. I know he was up. He got off that cross a couple of days ago and they laid him out. Nobody sat there and said, "Happy Easter." There was nobody to say that. Jesus got up and started to walk, and yes, he did. And nobody knew where he was at the time but the angels. So let's start the program like we always start off, with Benny Cummins. We can't leave Benny out of this, can we?
How to reach the masses, men of every birth, form, and after. Jesus gave the key. Oh, the world is hungry for the living bread. Oh, Lord, lift up the Savior for men to see. And he said, "It's mine."
Like me, you got some struggles in front of you. You got some struggles behind you. But don't be overcome by the struggles. Look ahead. See the mountain of God. See the city of God. See the kingdom of God. Know that the kingdom is here and now. Amen. Let's have a little prayer. Lord, we thank you for yet another day. Lord, we thank you as we pray Lord, we ask that you open up the windows of heaven and let those blessings rain down. And Lord, if there's anything that we are doing that's keeping those blessings from manifesting, then just bring them on down, Lord. Just get it out of the way. Lord, if there are demons and devils between you and me, Lord, I ask that you don't just remove them. Lord, dissolve them. Dissolve them, Lord. Turn them back to the original essence. Lord, we know that we have friends and neighbors, some who are suffering, some who are mourning, some who have not come to the point of accepting Jesus' sacrifice, some who refuse, as I was, Lord. You know, my head was hard. At one point in my life, I just didn't really understand that you existed, how you existed. I didn't even understand, Lord, that you had created me, that I was existing largely because of your love for me and Jesus' love for the world. Lord, we know that a bond has been made on our behalf, that Jesus has said to help people understand that if they wish to live their kingly, godly lives, they need to take that step. Ask Jesus for forgiveness. Admit that they are sinful and we are sinful. And stand before you every day in judgment, pure, clear, harmonious, laughing, joyous, knowing that we are surrounded by the angels that you send out to protect those of us whom you truly love. Lord, there's a gift that you have given and shared. And that gift is to allow and invoke and stand between others who may have problems, who have health problems, who have financial problems. Lord, we're here interceding, acting as intercessors, asking on their behalf that they be relieved and forgiven so that one can understand who and what you are and what Jesus is. Lord, today we celebrate, acknowledge that Jesus died on the cross to keep us from being lost. Lord, we know that he paid a terrible cost of pain and suffering on our behalf so that the whole world could be free. But people have to exercise that choice and stand before Jesus and stand before you and stand before whatever pastors, missionaries, ministers, prophets of God that have come before them and say, Lord, here I am, a sinner. Lord, I bow down before you. I'm on my knees, Lord, asking and accepting whatever mercy you choose to give. Lord, I'm not going to ask for what I deserve. Lord, I just want to ask and accept whatever you will give me that will speed me along the path. Lord, I see the kingdom, the gates of the kingdom of heaven. I see them now, Lord. I know that you have relieved me and cleansed me of all that's been holding me down. And Lord, I see those gates opening up. Yes, I do, Lord. And I see that golden path that leads me into the heaven. And Lord, I ask that all those who are within the sound of my voice, who seek to be uplifted, and who want to live and are trying their best to live that righteous life, who understand who Jesus is and what he stands for, Lord, we ask that they join us, that they join me, and Pastor Benjamin, who is with us always, and Jesus is with us always, that we hold hands, Lord, and begin to walk step by step, Lord, step by step into your kingdom. Lord, we feel those gates, we hear those gates closing behind us, which means that we are permanent residents of the kingdom of heaven, that we're here with you, Lord, that we stand before your throne, that we see the bright light of your consciousness, Lord. We see the bright lights of who you are, and Lord, we bless you. Yes, we bless you. We bless your name. And we accept from you, your Lord, your blessings. Lord, we no longer are in the physical frame. Lord, we're in that pure, godly state where there's no separation. We are one, Lord. The Holy Spirit moves between and around us. Yes, it does. We are now, Lord, standing in the kingdom. Lord, these blessings, recognitions, and acknowledgments, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
The trumpet of my prayer played towards heaven. A voice of desperation in my cry. Lord, strengthen me that I might not yield myself to sin, but keep your righteous banner lifted high. Lord, I trust for the righteousness that your stalks about me as a lion, searching for the slightest scent of blood. For when the skin of my resistance is broken, he moves in swiftly to deepen the cut. The Lord of creation, to your servant, you understand the weakness of man. I'm counting myself crucified with Jesus, alive to Christ and dead indeed to sin. And Lord,
Amen, amen. I hunger for holiness. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Are you hungry for holiness? What is keeping you from it? What in your appetite have you been taking in? Has it been anger? Has it been rage? Has it been jealousy? It's not enough to be hungry for holiness. It's even more for you to, on a day like today, to accept the fact that Jesus died on the cross and paid the cost so that we could and can be not only children of God, but we can be emissaries of God, so that when individuals see us, they'll look at you and say, you know, there's something different about you. I don't know if it's your smile. I don't know if it's the way you walk. I don't even know how you talk, but I can look at you and know there's something different about you. Like, I don't know how many of you know have been around Pastor Benjamin, but she is a regal lady. She carries herself like a lioness. She is clearly a woman of God on divine assignment. She has come into all of our lives to help us remember and understand that Jesus is the Son of God and that he is the way. Now, you know, it's a little bit harder for some of us to accept and to believe that Jesus who is and what he was. But you have to understand that Jesus knew that it was going to be a challenge for us. But he told the disciples that there are people who believe my message and will believe who I am who have not been with me. And you think about it. The disciples were with him and saw 30 different types of miracles. Do you understand me? 30 different types of miracles. Everything from healing the blind, raising the dead. Remember that great story, and I love to refer to it all the time, where Jesus is with the disciples, and they're on a boat going across this lake or going up this very large body of water. And all of a sudden, a storm comes up, and Jesus is down in the bottom of the boat taking a nap. And the disciples go to him and say, Jesus, could you wake up, please? Wake up. This boat is going to sink. And Jesus just goes up to the top of the boat and says to the storm, peace be still. Now the disciples were there, and they saw that. And they turned to each other and said, what kind of manner of man is this? And that was a point for them to say, any man that can say to a storm, peace be still, and also walk on water, is truly the Son of God. It is not a magic trick. It's not something that he just made up. It's who he is and what he is. And Jesus told them that there would be people who believe who he is and understand his message, even though they were not with him. Are you one of those? I know I am, and it took a long time for me to going through a whole series of different spiritual type experiences to come to the point where I now stand at the bottom of the cross, and I look up on the cross, and I see my Savior there in all that pain and suffering. I hear him say, "Father, into my hands I commend the spirit." I heard him tell that other thief that you shall be with me in heaven today. And I'm with her. Can't you be there with me when the ladies go down to the tomb, the women go to the tomb, and they look and see the stone has been rolled away. That stone that was rolled away is symbolic of Jesus rolling away the sins that are holding so many of us still to the lives that we're leading. And the angel said, "Whom seekest thou?" And said, "He is not here. He has risen." Now let's back up and think about it. Now Jesus had told the disciples it was going to happen. It was like they had their hands over their ears. They didn't hear what he told them. Hey, like, remember the story? One day, somebody comes to him and says, "Lazarus, your good friend, is dead." So, and I think someone said, "Why don't you go? Can't you go back and do something for him? Or he was sick. Can't you do something for him? Can't you go back?" 2 days go by. That wasn't long enough for Jesus. 3 days go by. Finally, the fourth day, Jesus tells the disciples, "Okay, now let's go back to where Lazarus is, because basically I'm going to resurrect him. And I want you to understand that I am doing this so you will understand when it happens to me, I will rise in 3 days. I will rise in 3 days." And I told the disciples that. And they must have had their hands over their ears, and they weren't listening. They were not listening. They didn't understand. So then when the Romans take Jesus, they go and hide. What do? They go and hide. They're afraid. They're fearful. Lock themselves in a room. And Jesus told them, "In 3 days I will rise." They didn't pay attention to that. They say, "He's dead now. He's in the tomb." Oh, well. I guess they must have said, "It was fun while it lasted. Didn't we have a good time watching all those miracles? But he's dead now." 3 days goes by. The women go down to the tomb. Jesus isn't there. They go back and tell a couple of disciples. The disciples go down and look and say, "Oh, yeah, he's not there." But they go back to their room and they're hiding again. They're hiding. All of a sudden, Jesus shows up. And they got scared. They thought it was a ghost. Isn't that funny? Now, here's the people been with Jesus all this time, all these miracles. And he shows up. Now, in another, if it was something like that in the modern time, people, the disciples might have said, "Hey, look here," going to people, passing out flyers, putting up signs, saying, "Hey, you want to witness a miracle? You know, Jesus is down there in that tomb. But he said he's going to be out in 3 days. He's going to be out in 3 days. So let's just get some popcorn and some seats, sit on some blankets. You know how we do on 4th of July? People get their blankets in their chairs. They pull up in their cars. Should have been 100,000 people outside the tomb waiting for Jesus to come out. That's what it should have been. That's the power of belief that the disciples needed to have and didn't have. They were afraid of hiding in the room. So then Jesus shows up, and they get scared. And Jesus says to them, "Well, look, can't you see these scars in my hand? Look at my feet. Look at my, yeah, I got the scar on my side. You were there when this is me." And, of course, Thomas had to feel that stuff. And then Jesus says, "Well, look here. You guys got anything to eat?" That's a natural thing to say. "I haven't had anything to eat for 3 days." Think about it. 3 days he had nothing to eat. And he had a disciple, had to ask the disciples for food. And still, they have the power of disbelief. So they're walking from one place to the other. And Jesus shows up and is walking with them. Oh, my. How great is your belief? Are you ready to walk with Jesus, to go with him to glory? Are you able to and ready to glorify his name, to hold him up before others, so that all men will be drawn to him? Isn't that something? What a magnificent charge. So that when he decided finally to ascend and gave the Great Commission and asked that his message in glory over 2,000 years ago be carried out to all people. And when Jesus did that, he put a charge on you and me and says, you have seen me. You have seen me. Yes, indeed. I just want to tell you, friends, that all across this country and all across this world, there are people at this very moment who are standing at the foot of the cross and who don't know yet or really understand fully and completely there are our responsibilities for being true emissaries. Being true emissaries and missionaries, I'll say, of this great and wonderful teaching that Jesus shed his blood for us that we might have eternal life. And this blood that he shed animates and uplifts and purifies and guides each of us along the way that Jesus creates for us and has created for us, not only his miracle, the miracle of our lives. Do you understand what a great gift it is to be able to say to Jesus, I accept you as my Savior. I know that you have died, that you died so that I might have eternal life. And Lord, I gladly enter into eternal life. And Lord, I drop all my attachments. I drop all my anger and my rage. I drop all feelings of being a victim, knowing that I cannot be a victim if I am a warrior in your kingdom. That no one can victimize me. They might terrorize me. They might sabotage me, but they can't victimize me. You say, Lord, I will not be a victim because I know that you are my strength and my salvation. And as such, I just can't fear anybody because I know that you died for me, that it was your blood.
Get ready to receive this blessing. These are my friends. Please welcome the Bolton Brothers.
Come on, put those hands together.
All night long.
said, a mama, little word.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He never said, a mama, little word for me. Oh, one day.
Were they not ready for the Lord? Yeah. All these preachers up here. Let me tell you, I told them they came to do my show at Epcot Center when we did Disney World. And I told them that at that time they are the best kept secret in America. A lot of America don't know about them, but these guys are so special. I remember your mom and daddy, you really 21 of y'all, okay? He let all of y'all sing, or what, James?
Pretty much everybody sing.
Well, you just heard a portion of a program captured from television, the Bolton Brothers. A little bit more of that program came through than I'd expected, because I was ready to start another song. But before we start that other song, let's just go back and reflect a moment on the idea of Happy Easter. How many of you, when you go shopping, if you notice that almost all the register people at the registers will say something like, have a nice day. Yeah, most of the time I'll say, well, thank you, or back to you, or something like that. And sometimes I'll go through a register and it's 6 or 7 in the evening. And the person will say, have a nice day. I said, you know what? I think the day is pretty much over. So how about giving me tomorrow? So they'll say, well, okay, have a nice tomorrow. But isn't it funny? Almost every season, there's a have a nice day type of thing. Like a happy new year and Merry Christmas. And then people will say, have a nice day. Sometimes when I'm talking to folks, they'll say that. I say, well, look, the day's almost over. Give me tomorrow. And if it's on a Thursday or Friday, I said, how about give me the weekend? Well, what about the idea? And sometimes I'll say to people, look, that I'll run into and briefly, like in a store and some interaction, I'll say, well, if I don't see you again, have a nice life. And they usually are surprised. They'll say, well, thank you. Well, suppose instead of saying Merry Christmas or Happy New Year or Happy Easter, we were able to say to each other with complete sincerity, have a nice life. And you know, when each of us is created in God's womb, that's what God says to us. Have a nice life. Have a great life. And so many of us will have the experience. We'll come into family sometimes where there's stuff that's already there. Between the parents, between the brothers and sisters, with neighbors. And some of their issues will become our issues. And before you know it, here you are living out this life, and somebody, you get married or you meet someone, and the things they say to you begin to resurrect within you some of the stuff that you brought from home. It has nothing to do with them. It's strictly your stuff, it's your mess, and it's showing up, and it's getting in the way. So that's the moment of time to remember that God said to us, and Jesus says to us, have a nice life, have a great life. Overcome all the challenges that are before you. And the way you can overcome them is really very simple. And that is, put your attention not on your issues. Put your attention on God and Jesus. When the issue comes up, say, thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. And what you will discover is that the extent to which you're able to thank God and thank Jesus for the fact you exist, for the experience you're having, the extent to which you'll do that will erase and take away that issue from your consciousness. It doesn't mean that you aren't still dealing with stuff, but it does mean that you're not a victim anymore, but you are God's success story. And Jesus is God's success story, just as you are God's success story. You look back over your life and you see all the troubles and trials and tribulations that you have confronted. You realize that the devil, the negative force, by whatever name you want to give him, the devil has been nipping away at you, trying to hold you back and hold you down. And the devil is coming at you from your relatives, from your neighbors, and they don't mean any harm. They're just doing the work to make sure that your godliness, that your holiness, that you're hungering for, and that God is feeding you with, they're just trying to do their job to get your attention off God. Don't let anything or anybody take your attention away from God, because God is all, and Jesus is here all the time. I heard Pastor Benjamin say the other day that somebody said something to her, and she says, well, Jesus goes with me everywhere. I take him everywhere. So don't worry about me. Life, I'm handling life just well. And she doesn't brag on her relationship with God, because she knows that it's there, and she knows that she's been given gifts, many gifts, some of which have manifested, some of which are still showing up. And that's the great thing about being on this path and this trail. Just when you think that you understand what's going on in life, just when you feel like you have gotten almost as much of the Holy Spirit as you can stand or that you need, and lo and behold, a new pathway opens up, and God brings you even further along. In fact, this morning, or yesterday, had no plans to create this service, but I woke up this morning with God on my mind. I woke up this morning with Jesus on the cross. I woke up this morning with Jesus coming out of the tomb. I woke up this morning with the angels standing there, with the lady saying, who are you looking for? I woke up this morning, and I was with the disciples in that room, wondering why they were so afraid. How come they weren't down there witnessing the miracle? I was with them. I was with them on the road when Jesus appeared, and it almost scared them because they said, where did this man come from? And it was Jesus. I was with them when they stood on the mountaintop, and Jesus ascended and gave out the Great Commission and told us all to go in the world and share his message. What an amazing experience. What an amazing blessing. Can you feel it? Can you feel that anointing just flowing through me and out through the phone and into the radio? Lord, you are on me now. I can feel the blessings. I feel the joy. I feel you, Lord. And I ask, Lord, in this moment that you share this anointing, this blessing with all who are listening, all who think, even when they put their attention on WGUM, when they talk about Pastor Benjamin, when they wonder what she is doing and how she's doing, talk about her family and Mr. Sherman and all those folks. Lord, I want you to send that blessing out. Bless the family members who now are mourning the loss of their beloved cousin Sharon. Bless the family members who are there. And Lord, we know that she is in your kingdom. And Lord, just let her wear that golden, beautiful robe that you've been keeping for all that long. Because, Lord, she is truly a blessed soul. Lift her up, Lord. Amen. So I am just really enjoying being here with you today. And I just want to thank Pastor Benjamin for being with us as well. I certainly have enjoyed having a chance to know and to remember that Jesus is with us and that Jesus and God have given us a happy life.
And it reaches the high.
Yes, the blood will not lose its power. Once you do it this moment, just pause and feel the power of the Lord. Feel it. Just know that the Lord wants you to stand up and receive the light. Wants you to drop all your fears and apprehensions and to accept fully and completely the Master's call for you. At this point in time, see the Master in your vision standing on top of the mountain, and you're down in the valley. And the Master is calling you by name, whether your name is Gregory, Patricia, George, Jackie, Dion, Dara, Maya, William, or anyone. The Master is calling you by name. He's calling you to his heart. He's calling you home.
Listen while you still can hear.
Yes, the Master is calling. Are you willing to accept the call? Now is the time. You've been listening up to this point to Glory United Ministries. It's Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott, who forgot to introduce himself when the program started. So excited to have this Easter service with you and for you. And we need the bountiful blessings of God. We want them right now. And hope you'll be listening to the next program. This program will probably be rebroadcast on Thursday. So if you want to suggest to people to take a listen, then please do.
I'm calling for your name, 'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
I'm calling for your name, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Well, sometimes I get tired, and sometimes I get weak. That's why I'm calling
your name,
'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm calling your name, 'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm calling your name, Lord, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Well, sometimes I get tired, and sometimes I get weak. That's why I'm calling
your name.
Yeah, 'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
I'm praying this prayer right now, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm praying this prayer right now, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Well, sometimes I wake it hard, and sometimes I wake it up. That's why I'm calling
your name.
Yeah, 'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
I'm singing this song right now, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Lord, I'm singing this song right now, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Make it.
to reach the masses. Men of every bird form and answer. Jesus gave the key. Oh, the living bread, oh Lord, lift up the saints.